No idea. I have not tried this at all.
Well,
so
for
I don't,
science.
For science.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I don't know, like, if there should be more or
less
or just the right amount. I don't know. We'll find out together.
I'm excited.
Yay!
It's an experiment.
Experiment? Is that the kind of mint? Yeah. God damn it. I'm real angry.
I think we just named
our
cocktail.
Oh, no. Are we recording?
Yep. Greetings, Apropossi. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna. I'm so tired, you guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So much has transpired.
It's strange. We are drinking a concoction that Jenna has been angling for quite a while now.
Yes.
We are using mint simple syrup.
Yay!
Which I made this afternoon.
That's why it smells so fresh.
Very fresh. Yes.
I am a foot and a half away from my drink, and I can smell the mint from
here. Yeah, no, I told my wife. My wife was at the grocery store, and she's like, do you need anything? I was like, can you bring me home some mint? Thinking she was going to get a little package of that. She brought home a mint plant.
Oh. So they had to wait for it to grow this afternoon.
Right, yeah. It finally got to the right height where they were able to trim it appropriately.
So, yeah, I completely denuded it, the whole plant, for this. Yeah. But anyway, this made mint simple syrup. So this is homemade mint simple syrup.
Okay.
With homemade limoncello.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And a little club soda.
Nice.
Oh, I'm fucking in. Let's do this shit.
Let's find out what this is all
about. Some lawn chairs.
That smells lovely.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh.
Tastes pretty fucking lovely, too.
Mm. Oh, that is a hella fucking all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I want to be able to buy this on the regular. Can you just make this? Can you show up at my house every day and just make me one of these? Like, at the end of the workday.
Your
I don't need it at the beginning.
My lady.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need more of that. I just want you to know.
I might also. That's,
You know, the, honestly, so the limoncello is already very sweet. It's got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really need the simple syrup. But the mint on top of the lemon really
just carries everything so much further.
It brightens it up so much.
I've got goose flesh. Like, it's...
And I love my sugar. So this is the most... Jenna perfect drink. Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that is a bunch of fucking all right. Mm. I did...
Do you know what you could put in here? Ginger bitters.
Mm.
Just a tick. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. And I'm not a huge bitters person. But that ginger to help, like, bring it all together. Do you have ginger bitters?
We are finding out presently.
It only needs the tiniest fucking amount. But mint, lemon, and ginger with the ginger to give it just that little bit of a...
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Like a grounding element to it.
All right.
To help with the sweetness.
Because
I love the sweetness. I will drink it like this entirely.
I have a lavender, a chocolate, a cardamom, or a grapefruit bitter.
Yeah, none of those are what I want. Like, you guys might want the grapefruit.
I was thinking lavender.
But I'm not a
There's lavender
person. Well, because I'm thinking something to
I'm going to try
take
the
sweetness.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to try any of them.
Yeah, that's fine. This is purely for science.
Yeah.
Well, have fun with your science.
I love a lavender lemonade.
Oh.
No, I think a lavender lemonade.
This is cardamom.
Fair.
Ooh.
Of all of them that you had listed, that was the one that I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
But no.
All right, I put two drops of cardamom in mine.
But there's something about the kind of spice isn't the right word for ginger, but something like that that I really kind of want in this. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, the cardamom works great.
Okay.
Oh.
Cool. Can I take just a sip of yours?
Absolutely, yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. I want this. But that is also amazing.
Yeah, so. just a tiny little difference to it.
Yeah, just a tick.
Mm-hmm.
Something to help consolidate the sweetness, I think is what I'm looking
for.
So that's not necessarily less sweet. It's a little drier, and I really like it.
May I?
Yeah, please. May I?
I would also like to, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh,
I just didn't want to say floral. May I a third time. That,
that is
like
quite
weird
floral
radio.
On that.
May
yes,
I?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So for listeners, by the way, since while we're trying each other's drinks here.
Cardamom.
Yep, oh, yeah, cardamom was the right choice.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, this is amazing.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
No, that's cardamom. I like the cardamom. Incredible. Yeah.
So what I did for the mint simple syrup is really simple. cup. Oh, my God.
so mad.
Shit. No, it's a cup of mint, a cup of sugar, a cup of water. Boom.
Yeah.
You heat it up to boiling. You let it simmer for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off the, mm-hmm. take it off the heat. Let it steep for half an hour. Mm. Put it in a bottle.
Yep.
That simple. That's your mint simple syrup. Get yourself some limoncello. I did two parts limoncello to one part simple syrup. And then I just kind of put in, you know, a couple parts of club soda and some ice cubes. So that's what I did. That's what I made. If you want to drink
incredible.
Along,
we should actually
do.
Write that one down.
Yes,
we're not going to.
No.
But
well,
we
that's
should.
Why I just told everybody so that somebody else can write it down.
Oh.
Now, complex syrup is actually made exactly the same way, but it's using the set from Mr. Wizard.
Man.
To like ooh. Through the beakers and
I was thinking like you have to do it in a series of apartment buildings.
Oh,
it would be complex.
Oh, man. I get it.
Yeah,
that's
I was
really
waiting
good.
For that recognition.
Yeah,
thanks.
There is all amounts of good about all of this.
This is, all of this is amazing.
I am
this
having.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This is fucking wonderful.
This is just what you're going to get for today. We're just going to be sipping whatever these are called. And,
as if we have had no problems in the world today past hour. We're just going to sip our lemon and mint concoctions. That's it.
Sounds good to me.
I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Saturday.
fuck you. I thought maybe we'd talk about other things first before we got to that.
Oh, by all means.
Because there is something else you and I did.
Yeah.
Earlier today, like an hour ago, and that is survived the end of the world.
It looked fucking, like a disaster film.
Oh, my God. So James and I left my place at 6:45. That is, 6:50.
Yeah.
That's when we leave my place to
And you were traveling south at 45 miles an hour.
Oh, it was
and trained
20 miles
minutes
an
later.
Hour. It was more than 45 miles an hour.
20 minutes later, I left my house traveling north.
No, you didn't leave your house. You were here.
That's true. I never leave my house.
Hockey comes to him.
I believe that, actually. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's not true. I did leave my house today. I went to the leather store and came back.
Oh, did you get leather supplies?
Yes.
Mm.
A
good
vest,
story.
Some chaps.
Look, I didn't say it was a good story. I just left my house.
All right. Well, I'm very proud of you.
All right.
So anyway, no, we left my place. I'm going to say 6:50 just for good measure.
Sure.
And we got into the town that Salsa lives in. I'm going to say roughly 7:05, 7:10-ish.
If that, yeah.
And we got some Taco Bell.
As we
were pulling out of the Taco Bell, suddenly the winds picked up. And we were like, well, we're like maybe a mile from Salsa, so it's not going to be a big deal.
Sure.
And then we went, like a block?
Roughly.
Roughly a block. And then the winds picked up.
Yeah.
More than just in speed.
Yeah. There
was debris, there was dust, there was blinding dust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we literally could not see for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt James's wonderful tiny car kind of lift and shift.
Mm-hmm.
as if we actively had air under us.
Mm-hmm.
And James is like, I'm going to make a U-turn here. And I'm like, yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the fuck out of whatever this is. So we ran away. Bravely ran away.
brave Sir General.
And we're like, if this is starting to turn into any kind of tornado type situation, we need to find something now. Mm-hmm.
And the sky was like pool water green.
Oh, God. It was horrifying. And the thing is, I did not hear sirens at any point during our travel.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, everybody in their homes heard sirens, but we heard nothing.
Yep.
So when you're like, oh no, the test sirens are too loud. I fucking know they're not. Like, we did not hear anything when we were in the middle of this. So we're driving and we're looking for something that might be a good place to pull over, like a fucking ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me to shit in. Just like,
well, depends on how scary it was.
Right. Well, the shit may have happened, but that was not the point of the ditch in this situation. And I was like, oh, look at that tall cement building with no windows. We should pull along the east side of that because the wind's coming from the west. And we pulled up along that. And ate our Taco Bell awkwardly while just watching everything. We saw, like, you know, the little tiny kind of tornado-esque things, like tornado lights that you see with, like, debris and shit picking up.
Little cyclones and stuff,
We just saw those a lot. I saw a tree go fucking sideways while we were pulled over. And I don't mean just the top branches. I mean the tree went sideways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it better than that. Fucking the tree did a thing trees should not do.
Mm-hmm. Horizontal went to vertical.
Yes.
Yeah, the wind was strong enough that we were on the leeward side of the building, and
the
I felt the car go.
Yeah, we were in the safest possible wind spot.
From the pressure difference,
Don't worry, James. Someday you will have a big boy car.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. I refuse.
So, yeah, I'm watching the weather tracker. Meanwhile, I'm getting snarky comments from Salsa about the soundboard, and I'm just like, God damn it, Salsa, now's not the time. I'm trying to survive a thing, fucker.
Oh no, you're going to get distracted and not survive. What are you going to do? Oh no.
And forget to ragdoll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty difficult to forget.
No, weirdly, there was a bar that had a series of like really bad ankle and shoulder injuries on a particularly uneven piece of sidewalk. And they couldn't figure out, because that sidewalk had been like that for a decade, and they didn't know why it was happening until they discovered it was something about people sobering up too quickly. Because when they were drunk, they were not expecting a consistent sidewalk. They were expecting to have to approach each piece of sidewalk as its own individual challenge. But then when they were sober, they weren't paying attention to it, and they would fall and hurt themselves.
I think I get where he's coming from. There's a few missed pieces in there.
Yeah.
But I think, basically, so there was a sidewalk that was super janky.
No, I get that. I'm trying to figure out what that had anything to do with what
people forget to ragdoll when they're sober.
Jenna was sober. Never mind. Just moving on.
Relatively sober. So anyway. So yeah, I'm checking AccuWeather and the radar to be like, okay, what's a good time to go? And I'm looking at it and I'm like, nope, now. Now is the time for us to go. That, or we're waiting for like an hour maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe hail, maybe lightning. More wind. Fuck. All right. So yeah, we took off, and at the point that we took off, the heavens opened up, of the rain angels wept in unison, forcefully.
Usually that speed of wipers in the car is reserved for freeway travel, but we were at a stoplight.
It was intense. Mm-hmm. I could see the water washing over the streets.
It is the first time that I have been in a storm and watched the angle of, like, the direction of the rain change
drastically.
Like it went from west to south at while we were at a stoplight.
Mm. Yeah. And not like a nice little turn. It just went, nope, nowhere, we're going this way.
Yeah.
Like, raindrops turning stopped a corner. In yep. the middle of the sky and fucked off in another direction.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not like exaggerating.
Siri
this.
Directions it's... had arrived a little late for the intersection.
And
it
yeah.
pulled a J turn to get, yeah, it was
intense.
Yeah.
I think, and so, yeah, yeah James was driving. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was way more terrifying for him than it was for me.
There were a couple of road closures.
Pretty terrifying. There was the road closures, and there were the fallen trees.
Yep. So we drove around and partially through some fallen trees. Mm-hmm. And then over the river and through the woods to AON Labs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did eventually make it basically just as everything was letting up.
Yeah. I want to say we were here for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then we saw sunlight. Yeah,
and then the sun came out, and it's like, well, fuck you. The mm-hmm. app had told me that it was going to last an entire other hour, yeah. and I was like, we just need to go now.
Well, Vil was performing somewhere. That's the...
Mm-hmm. I don't know either. I just moved on there from
there. Oh, okay, yeah. that's right. fair.
Yep.
But yeah, so... basically, what I'm saying is James and I risked our lives to be here to record this podcast tonight.
No, I hear what you're saying, because I, in order to get here, I had a cat on my lap.
Oh.
You know what that is, harder.
Yeah, it was
pretty tricky. Yeah.
It was harrowing.
Yeah.
Harrowing
I believe
experience.
That. Yeah.
Then walking down the stairs, there was like a Lego on the stairs. I didn't step on it, but I almost stepped on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, it was a real close call.
Dicey. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do remember saying at one point, I'm like, James, traffic light means nothing. Survival of everything. Yep. Just fucking go.
Yep.
Society has crumbled.
Yep.
No, I'm like, in this
Jenna
instant...
Jenna has declared martial law.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what we're doing.
However you have to drive
however
in order
you
for
have
us to
drive,
live, do it.
We do this now.
Yep. I mean, I'm
I'd like to think I stayed relatively chill.
You did. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was very calm while I described to you
forcibly
how
calm.
We need to ensure our survival in this situation.
Oh, God. The terror when you get quiet.
Mm. Well, for me, I know it's a bad situation when I have to turn off the radio in order to drive.
Yeah.
Yep. That's... I've only had a few times like that before, but... Yeah, no, this was...
Yeah, and the thing is, like I knew there were storms coming, but the projected had us at Salsa's before everything was hitting. Mm-hmm. And we were literally not that far.
No.
If you hadn't stopped for food, you would probably made it.
Yeah, but I would have been hungry.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm just saying, it was projecting not stopping for food, so you probably would have been
hungry. No, I projected stopping for food. Of course I calculated all of that into everything.
Well, then
Salsa.
Your calculations were incorrect.
Piss off.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to take ownership. I was giving you an out.
The difference between in theory and in practice is that they are the same in theory, but not always in practice.
No, I calculate the... And honestly, the time that we would have gotten here was the time that was projected.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It just happened
it was pouring
that fucking
rain.
7 minutes earlier.
Yep. Yeah, it was bucketing. Yep.
No, that was before the rain. Yep. Like, just the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, we were having dinner and just like, oh yeah, it's starting to get a little dark outside. You know, the siren went off. We're like, okay, we're going to keep an eye on things.
Oh, did a siren go off? Because we heard no fucking siren.
Oh, you didn't hear the siren? It was really loud.
Fuck you.
we're just sitting there and suddenly the trees outside suddenly screaming as the wind rushed through the branches and the leaves started just rustling like mad.
The kind
it was
of
like,
time
oh,
where you
the wind has arrived.
Yeah,
yeah.
You tie your kids to your wrist like balloons that you don't want to lose, just to make sure they don't float off without you.
Well, and I think you sent a text that was like, "Hey, it looks like there's a storm coming."
As we pulled in behind the building for shelter.
I'm fairly confident you sent that at the time that you got the wind blowing stuff, right? Yeah. And by the time we got it, like 6 minutes later, James and I had just found a safe space from the fucking winds that were blowing.
That's fantastic.
Because you sent that. We're already in the wind, motherfucker.
That's amazing. I'm so happy now.
Yeah, so...
so mad about it.
Jenna was like, I'm formulating a response, and I was like, send him a picture.
And I couldn't capture what was going on in the picture.
A picture of the wind just doesn't...
The camera on your phone is too good. It captured... like, it did so much with the light that was available. It was... seriously dark out.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know, man. This isn't... I should have taken video of those little fucking cycloney shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and the trees going sideways.
It was pretty exciting, yeah.
It was... oh, my God. Whew. But yeah, getting that text as we're already, like, hiding behind a cement building was just like...
yeah.
You don't say, fucker.
Yep.
Really?
Huh. My favorite part was this little interaction.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Gonna be a doozy, looks like. Jenna. Oh, what I'm trying to tell you is it's already a doozy. And we're in a tiny car.
Yeah.
And then you sent another thing, and I was like, I'm not going to respond to him. I'm going to kill him if he sends another fucking
quietly
thing.
Fuming.
I was like, this is the least helpful exchange I could possibly be having right now.
Well, because like, I'm going to have to make Jenna a different trophy.
Well, I got to say, this cocktail was pretty tasty, though.
Jenna didn't kill salsa today. so far.
Man.
Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
That shit was gross.
I left at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
We wrapped it up at... around 3:30, somewhere in there.
Yeah. The heat index was gruesome.
It was horrendous. I did my first two shows and then was like, I have to eat something.
Mm. Yeah.
I have to eat something.
Yep.
And that means I'm done for the day.
Yep.
That means
sure
that I'm canceling the rest of my shows for the day. But I have to eat something.
Yep.
And because I mean, I was going through water and electrolytes and everything, but it was just like, no, I need substance. And so I went and got an egg flip, and then had a microwave rice packet, and then had a bowl of chips, and then had a sandwich.
And then
had another bowl of chips. And I needed food.
Yeah.
It was the right thing to do. I canceled two of my shows.
Somebody's teacup piglet got too close.
And then Fondazzi also canceled their last show of the day. Because we were just like, it is.
Because everything was lighting on fire anyway.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Oof.
Yeah.
Because the humidity was.
Yeah.
Just horrendous.
Saturday, I was already sweating to the oldies, and then they were like, tomorrow's going to be worse.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
No, Sunday fucking sucked, yo.
Yeah.
Although, I will say, okay, so fencing booth, there was a bridal party that came through. Bachelorette thing, I think.
Oh.
I think it was a bachelorette thing because there was a dude with a penis necklace, but the penis was made out of wine corks. And it was actually very clever. And
which day?
Sunday.
Yeah. We had a vow renewal in the Fairy Wing Forest.
Mm.
So it might have been them.
Might have been them.
Showed up, and the bride really wanted to fight someone. and so they picked somebody to fight the bride. And she came into the ring with 6 balloons. Her fencing mask. She was so excited to do this too. I'm like, yes, delightful. I'm so excited for you.
Looks
to
like
do
a
this.
Balloon axolotl.
A little bit, yeah, actually. So it was 6 balloons to 2, and it still came down to the final balloon. But the bride did take that final balloon.
Ooh.
I don't know if her opponent
threw the match
relaxed a little bit in his intensity, but yep. That was super fun. That was very entertaining. Also, I got to see Cole fight an epaist.
Oh,
in the ring.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was and I'm mad because I actually had to work. Like,
yeah.
I'm watching the match, and then people come up to my register, and I'm like,
shut up!
Would you fucking
for a fucking
give
second.
Me 5 minutes? God damn it.
I work here so that I can sit this close. What the fuck?
But, yeah, like, and there's a very specific look that Cole gets on his face when he gets that challenge. It's just this, oh my god, everything is delicious right now. You just gave me a brownie sundae. This is so good.
Like a kid in a candy saber store.
Yep.
Yeah. And he was working real hard. He did win, but just barely. It was a balloon kind of situation.
Oh,
like,
geez.
Oh my god. It was so intense.
I love that.
Fuck. I was so happy for him. No, like, just watching him have that glee.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But
sometimes these are just for us.
But, yeah, like, I finished my interaction and shoved people in the line, and I turned back just as Cole was taking the final 5 seconds of the fight.
Beautiful.
And I turned back because Cole had literally pushed the opponent into the corner nearest to me in order to be able to get that balloon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah. It was so good. So I did get a very good perspective on the whip on that fucking saber.
Nice.
From like 2 feet away. I'm like, oh, hi. Oh, well done, Cole. Like,
nice.
I had a shitty interaction with a patron, but I don't really feel like talking about it. So
fair enough.
That's too bad.
Yeah, sometimes our patrons are gross and creepy.
It's true.
Sometimes.
So that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And I know I had
Dear
a
listeners,
very...
don't be gross and creepy.
Don't be gross and creepy.
Please.
Yeah. I think one of the highlights of my weekend, though, is that I had a couple of visitors over at the fencing booth. A couple of listeners that go by the name of Mud and Mrs. Mud.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And was there a... puddle?
There was not
no
a puddle.
Puddle.
No puddle. No puddle was.
It was too warm.
They were having a them day.
Oh, absolutely. No, everybody
is
allowed.
Very
to
important.
Have those two, yes.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, I hope they come back and bring a puddle.
Didn't see
it. It was probably less of a puddle. Honestly, I think it was so gross out over the weekend. Like.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't blame anybody for not.
No.
Yeah.
And it's possible they tried and then just failed.
Yeah.
They were going to go to your later show.
Yeah. Absolutely. No,
maybe.
That's quite possible. I don't remember which day it was. I just remember it was over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they told me they had stopped by a couple of times. And each time I had been on break. They're like, we stopped by earlier and you weren't there. But Mrs. Mudd was like, but I saw the ribbon on your cup, so I knew you were around still.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did, in fact, make me that ribbon. And this is how people can keep trends on me, apparently.
Delightful.
And then they're like, then we stop by again, but you were on break. And I'm like, I only took 2 breaks. How have you timed this? They actually caught me on my way back from my 3rd break.
That's amazing.
I'm like, are you pacing
They were
yourself?
Headed back to the booth, and Mud went, wait.
Well, she's not here. Let's come back in exactly 2 hours from now.
But it was absolutely lovely to catch up with them. And one of the boothies, when Mrs. Mudd was talking about, like, yeah, we saw the ribbon, one of the boothies was like, are you the ribbon person? I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's so cool. Those ribbons are so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, number one, that boothie was correct.
Yes.
Those ribbons are amazing, or I would stop buying them and promoting them all the fucking time. By the way, you should check out Entwining Rose.
Yes.
For some lovely, lovely ribbons.
I've got mine on my belt.
I've got both Jax and I have ours on our mugs as well. Yeah,
it's a really good mug marker.
Good.
I do beautiful. Have. I ended up with a 3rd ribbon, and I think I'm gonna replace my hat band.
Oh.
Laura does that with hers.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but it might. Mm-hmm. So all of my bodice bling, my pins and everything might actually go on the ribbon to go around the hat.
Ah.
Because I'm getting too much bling from my boob.
Yeah.
And I might need to shift some of that around a little bit.
Closer to your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you only want the minimum amount of flair.
No, I want more flair. That's why I need to put it up on top.
If you need me to wear more flair, just say so.
Well, I mean, the minimum amount.
That movie is so disturbingly accurate.
Oh, it really is. It's very annoying. I don't like it.
But yeah, no, other than that, it was, I mean, Saturday was gross, but it was still okay.
Survivable.
Yeah.
And you know, crowds came out and we're still having a good time.
Yeah, reasonably good time.
But
yeah,
Sunday, like, even Sunday morning, it was just like, no. Sunday morning, I remember it was like almost 10 o'clock, like almost an hour after Cannon went off.
Mm.
And I looked out from backstage and didn't see anyone.
It's fucking empty.
I can only imagine.
It was just
imagine.
Like Cannon went off, right? Like an hour ago, right? And it was just, it was a ghost town. It was so quiet.
It really
was.
So
it was just dead. And it was like, what?
I didn't even hawk the booth. What am I going to do? Like,
warm jackets.
Up. Yeah, put on these gloves, hoods, warm jackets, and exert yourself intensely for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I can sell a lot, but that's a hard fucking sell, man.
No, it takes a act of God to make me cancel a show, and I canceled my shows.
Does that mean you believe in God now?
No, small g.
So close.
There's no G in act.
Yes, there is.
Act.
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 Oh, my God. My God is with a capital G, though, so, you know.
Yes. In the year of Jenna's Lord.
Yes. I love that that's still a thing, by the way.
It's very good, yeah. Yeah, I got to do a bunch of champion bouts last weekend, and I didn't do quite as many this weekend, but I still did a bunch, and it was very fun. And then our beloved Rue was in Ring One and was doing a fantastic job. But I also, like, at some point, I was like, how many matches has he done in a row?
We did have a lot of one-off people. I think, especially on Sunday, it was harder to convince other people to fence.
Oh, sure.
Like, sometimes I can be like, oh, come on, you're going to have a good time. And, like, Sunday it was like, I want a fence. I don't. There's no way you're convincing me to put that fucking thing on.
No.
So I think there were more champion bouts that happened because of the heat.
Yeah,
it was the impulse buy angle was not there.
I saw Rue was ringmastering a bunch of bouts in a row, and I was like, it's ordinarily on on an 80-degree day, I would not be too worried.
Yeah,
but I leaned over to Cole and I was like, I'm gonna check in.
Yeah.
I had checked in with Rue, and he was like, maybe like one or two more. And then as Cole was walking away to go hand back some of the equipment that some people had been using, he was like, will you check on Rue? And I was like, yeah, already got it. Yeah, on it. Stepped in for Rue and did some ring mastering, and oh, wow. It's just so good. It is so good to do, and it feels great to ringmaster. And then for all the years that my ringmastering hat has kept blades out of my face, this is the first time that I had somebody just knock it the fuck off my head.
I saw that. It was impressive.
A tiny child.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, like, it did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yep.
The brim folded down, and I felt the blade just go against the side of my face, and the hat came off,
And but it muted the impact just enough.
It gave me time to turn my head away.
Yep.
So that it didn't go into my eye line. Yep. Yeah, and or like my ear or something. But completed that match. You know, picked my my skull cap and my hat back up and put them on. Yeah, for the fucking first time for everything, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, had an outstanding time doing that. And then this was, even though this is the second weekend, this is the first weekend that I did the 5:30 show with Kyle. He was in Indiana last week. And it felt great.
It felt great not having to solo it.
Yeah, and we had all four acts. Everybody from all four acts was there.
Compared to last week, it felt great.
I wasn't vamping for 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, solid. The other half of the jokes were there. Yeah.
It was,
yeah, also that. Look, cause we do a shitload of toasts and limericks and stuff.
Yeah,
and I have, it turns out, just enough to get us through the show without help.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine, like, George and Gracie Burns, but only George Burns.
Just George, yeah.
With no Gracie, just no punchline. Just,
yep.
Just set up, yep. Set up.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good.
Yep. Well, good night, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yep. It had an electricity to it. It was nice, and the crowd was good. They were more engaged. People had fewer wristbands, which is also helpful. But no, it was a good time. We were debating how long we wanted to stay after Cannon because there was a birthday party and they were trying new booze over at the booth and all kinds of other stuff was going on. Jax had said, well, if we're going to, you know, no matter what, could you go get the car? Because if we're going to stay for a little bit, I need to sit in the air conditioning for a little while. And sure. So I ran down, grabbed the car, brought it up. Got it, you know, nice and cool in there. And they got in, and they just sort of, like, relaxed into the seat.
Melted into
right.
The seat,
and then,
yeah.
And then our housemate, who's carpooling with us for, you know, sensible reasons, saw that we were in the car and that the car was running and just hopped in. And I was like, well, you know, we could go get
here we are
food. You know, we can walk over to the Blit and pick up a burger or something. Like, it's a really good burger or something like that. And Vinny was like, I don't know. I don't really like burgers because it's just meat and cheese. And we were like, no, there's lots of... You know what? Let's go. I was like, executive decision.
Let's just go.
We're going the fuck home.
Just,
yeah.
We're here.
I think that was a good call.
Everybody's in the car. We're fucking going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just, like, the moment that we got home, everything just dropped in the entryway and then fell over. I usually read before bed. I did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went into the campground, went over to the den, where we hang out, and just sitting there chilling with everybody, and I was dozing off in the chair.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I finally was like, fuck this. I got up and left. It was before quiet time. I'm done. And I went back to the tent and just stripped down and fell asleep.
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell me about that part.
The falling asleep part?
I slowly removed first my shirt.
Oh, God. Ew.
Then undid the buckle of my belt. And as the waistband of my pants slid past my hips and over my butt down my glistening thighs. And then I leaned over, bracing one arm on the bed as I pulled first one calf, then the other out of my pants. I then reached up with one hand
and pulled one wet butt cheek away from the other and let rip a major fart.
Oh, at least it ended in character. Oh, fuck. It's not. I can't look at you in the eyes for a bit, Salsa. I'm uncomfortable.
I really wouldn't suggest looking at him anywhere when he's like that. Fair.
And then I drop my underwear and flop my willy out.
No, oh, God.
Helicopter. To get the air moving.
Yeah, for the air movement. I just fan. Get some air movement.
You gotta turn slightly as you're doing it in order to make sure that you're.
I think Jenna was actually gagging there for a second.
I'm so injured. I need a medic.
And then I slept.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, did I sleep.
I could tell. I could gauge the heat of the day based on the number of miles that I walked, and it was fully 2 fewer miles.
Mm. Oh, sure.
It just is a measure of how gross it was.
How mobile you were at that. Yeah. Plodding as opposed to strolling. What we're saying is it was real fucking gross this last weekend.
So gross.
And I mean, I've seen some gross weekends, but this one was up there.
It wasn't just the heat. It was the humidity.
Yeah.
My stuff was sticking together like melted gummy bears in the package.
I have, like, due to this whole perimenopause thing. No, I'm ignoring that. I need to be able to look at one of you, so I'm ignoring that. But no, my do the hormone shifts. My hair is actually more of a wavy curl.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I just continually pull it.
Yeah.
Straight.
It was trying to fro real bad, wasn't it?
Oh my God, I did have some very adorable ringlets that started to form around my forehead. It was super cute. But I was like, oh God, this is.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hot and humid. Like,
if this keeps up, she's going full Merida.
Yes. Oh, that would have been fun, actually.
Yeah. At one point over the last 2 weekends, I realized that I had lost the ability to braid my own hair. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Because it was so humid.
Oh.
That there was just, like, it was too much.
Yeah.
To work with, and so I thankfully, one of the folks from the side quest players was kind enough to like
help
sit me down and like, okay, well, let's do this.
I did actually, like Sunday morning, I was like, everybody's getting a braid.
Yep.
Get your ass over here.
Yep.
We're putting your hair up.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I if you haven't seen my show, I take my shirt off to do the bed of nails.
Slowly.
I do, as a matter of fact.
But I
would take my shirt off, and then my ponytail would stick to my back.
My God, I hate it the most.
Okay, that probably added to the comedy.
Honestly, it was bad enough a couple times that like it was hard to tilt my head down because my hair was like
glued,
stuck to my back.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, oh God!
It was so.
Okay, that
so
one may have actually giggled.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Yep.
Nope.
So gross.
Yeah, just all of that, all of that. But it was nonetheless pretty pretty okay weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who braved that weather.
Oh
yeah, thank you.
God, yes. That's all I got.
Thank goodness for air conditioning.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yes.
I got home and I walked in the door and I had messaged Joe because he left for work shortly before I was going to arrive home, even though I left early. I was like, can you just turn on all the air conditioning?
Just all of it. Yeah.
Just all of it. And I walked in and I was like, oh, yes.
I cannot wait for snow.
Truly.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Look, I get it, but also...
Can I have autumn first, please? I know we
have
only get
autumn at home.
I know we only get 2 weeks of it in Minnesota, But I would like my pumpkin spice. I am a white bitch. All right?
You can drink pumpkin spice in the snow. There's a law against it.
It is not the same as drinking it with crunchy leaves.
All right. You're going to have your crunchy leaves under the snow.
Why would you put crunchy leaves in it? I would think that would like
clog it. Oh, my God.
We're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Should we outro some shit?
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
That was a lot happening all at once. That's how the dinosaurs died. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Try, near or far?
I would have been way happier if you had actively done the Grover thing with your arms.
There's only my that's why she would have been happy.
Behind you, that's why I would have been happier. Yes. You did it wrong.
Yeah, he just like Homer through the hedge, just went between just the swords. Yeah. That was delicately done.
That was weirdly delicately done.
I knew what was behind me.
So demure. it's also didn't very mindful, joke, but very demure.
You know, I've never seen a sci-fi show called Nearscape. I guess that would probably be Sequest.
Well, I've never seen a video game called Near Cry.
No, also very true.
I've never heard a stoner say, near out, man.
All right, we all wear glasses. Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
Oh, that's good. I am nearsighted.
I am farsighted.
I am nearsighted. Mm. In life and philosophy. a little myopia.
Yeah.
No, that's solid. I'll take it.
I'm going with that one then. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm.
Question number two. Early or late?
Are you early sighted or late sighted?
God damn it.
Pretty late sighted.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah. I am very early sighted.
Yeah.
I am the day previous sighted. I'm probably 3 weeks early sighted. I'm gonna go early. The only thing I don't like early for as a concept is mornings. Because fuck mornings.
Fuck mornings.
But otherwise, early for pretty much everything else. I'm gonna go early.
I talked about it on this podcast. I am a morning person and a night person. I am not an afternoon person.
Nappiness.
I fucking hate the afternoon. It is too hot. It is too bright. And nothing fun is going on.
That's true.
I will have lunch. I will sleep for 3 hours, and then I will commence with my day.
That is a very Spanish way of doing things.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Well, and
I mean, I kind of feel like they have it right.
Oh,
like,
I look forward to it.
Mid-afternoon nap? Fuck yes.
We are planning on, when the kids are a little older, taking the kids to Spain.
Oh. Because leaving them there.
Well, they did Spanish immersion the way from...
So they'll
preschool
be able to translate
to,
it for
second
you.
Grade. Well, just to make...
Doesn't get much more immersive than leaving them there.
Plus, my wife and I would love to go to Spain.
Yeah.
Especially in southern Spain, where they have all the Moorish influences in their architecture. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it so much. But anyway, we want to go to Spain. And we're just like, the thing with Spain you have to know is, middle of the day, everything fucking shuts down.
Yeah. I read stories about a couple that had been on a tour group. Someone had detailed that their tour, they had a couple who had gone out with everybody on the bus, and they were like, "Oh no, it's the afternoon. There's so much daylight left. We're having a wonderful time. We're gonna stick around. We're gonna shop a little bit. Maybe grab some lunch over at this place that we passed and that kind of thing." And they're like, "But you'll have to walk back to the hotel." And they're like, "It's fine. It'll be great." Every fucking thing was closed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everything was closed. No shops, no diners, no cafes, everything. Yeah.
And then around 3 o'clock they reopen up, and then they're open until 9.
Yeah. They got back to the hotel after walking for an hour or something, and just dripping sweat. They didn't want to hang out in the evening when all the fun stuff was happening.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. No, I feel the same way.
I think it's a great way to doing business.
I agree.
Yeah. So if I had to choose between the two, I would give up mornings.
Absolutely. Fuck mornings, 100%. Man.
I am definitely a night owl. I'm going to go late.
Mm. I love having that time to myself, though, in the mornings, in the very early mornings, because most people are not awake. Salsa, I feel like you are missing out. This is not a time when you interact with humanity.
I don't interact with humanity now.
Oh. That was the flaw in my plan.
Yeah.
I'm a little short-sighted.
I knew exactly what was happening the moment you said it. I was like,
You're far-sighted.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah. All right.
Near out, man.
God damn it.
Mellow off. Yeah.
Wow. What's the next one?
Mellow in. Question number 3.
Mellow yellow?
Ugh.
I pushed the button.
There it goes.
Buckle up for the sex.
Ooh.
Or lower your bar.
Lower your bar.
Buckle up for the sex.
Really?
It's good. It is. It's wonderful, and it makes a great logo.
Oh, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good logo. It's a good tag, but
lower your bar is a motto for life.
It really is. You can apply it more.
I mean, I guess buckle up for the sex is also a motto for life.
I mean, lower your bar is definitely how the show begins, but the show doesn't really begin until we buckle up.
Wow.
To begin the beginning.
Way to cut down motherfucking Pat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love lower your bar.
Same.
There is something so very universal about that particular phrase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going lower your bar.
So, very briefly, a while ago when I worked for a particular fruit-based
Apple. He worked
company.
For Apple.
Yeah.
Go.
Pear.
They had a... you could designate...
Hold on. What happened in your brain?
So, in Germany and Switzerland and Germanic-speaking countries, pear is akin to what we would call lemon.
Okay.
So if something, like a car that doesn't run, we would say it's a lemon.
Mm.
They would say it's a pear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And while I was living in Switzerland,
because it's gone pear-shaped.
Sure.
Okay,
and
maybe.
While I was living in Switzerland, we went to this technology expo with my friends, and they were selling t-shirts, and I wish I had bought one, because it was the Apple logo, but it was a pear.
That's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
And it just said Birn underneath, which is German for pear, and I was just like, I really wish I had bought that shirt.
That is a great shirt.
That's
anyway,
a good shirt.
Go ahead.
You could designate certain cases as a display problem, as a software problem, as a whatever, and then you could designate some of them as CPI. And this existed in the official logging software until a customer found out what that meant. Which is customer perception issue.
All right, sure.
Yeah. I feel like the screen is too small. The edge around it, that's too big. They need to redesign this phone. I hate this phone because the screen is too small compared to the phone. Okay. All right. Well, I've got all of that written down. CPI. Yeah.
We used to use the phrase picnic. Oh. Problem in chair, not in computer.
Mm-hmm. So very similar to PebCac.
Yeah, yeah.
Very similar to PebCac.
But
picnic is just, it's so much more delightful.
Mm-hmm. I had come up with a series of these with my friend who was in the Air Force, and one of my favorites that he said was difficulty with the flight suit insert.
Mm. Mm,
yes.
Like that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
All right. Question number 4. King or... Queen.
Queen, bitch.
Queen.
Queen.
I love Johnny, but Queen's my sister-in-law.
Yeah, I used to babysit the Queen.
Mm.
Freddie Mercury.
Technically, kind of.
Was not in a band called King.
Also true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, Queen's all around.
Right. Yeah.
Question number 5.
5, 5, 5.
Cannon.
Oh.
Or fire.
Fire. Spelled how?
CANNON.
Okay.
Not Canon.
Ah.
Cannon.
Fire. Head cannon.
Fire.
Probably fire. Although I do like it where at the end of the run, they shove a bunch of, like the next day, they shove a bunch of random shit in the cannon.
Like an Jesus. Old boot.
My favorite is actually they had just a fucking stack of Burger King crowns. That had been used in the children's play area that were left over.
That is extremely
just
funny.
Just fucking Burger King crown confetti everywhere.
I was up there the one year they put a cue ball in there.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
It absolutely obliterated it. It was a powder.
Yeah.
There was literally a white powder that came out of that cannon.
Yep.
And then the boot. One of the guardsmen had a leather boot that had it had torn.
Done.
It was done, and so they stuffed that into the cannon and fired it off. And there were just little shreds of leather all the way up down the front of that hill.
Yeah.
Ooh, shreds of leather is my ZZ Top metal album.
That's real good.
That's fucking proper right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Answer still fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna say fire.
Mm-hmm. Final fire. Final fire. That's how festival ends. Final fire.
Yeah.
Actually, well, I mean, for me, it ends with the singing, but the fire is really good. So I'll go with fire.
All right. Moving on. We go to near or far. When going to the Renfest. You spelled it with two N's. When going to the Renfest.
Were there two S's in fest?
Yes.
Is it better? Oh, I see what you're doing now.
Ooh.
This said we have to answer these before September 19th. So I wonder if somebody's coming to visit. when going to the Renfest?
I mean, he already said he's coming to visit.
I know. That's what I was. Anyway. Is it better to try to get a parking pass or park remotely and take a shuttle?
Shuttle.
Yep.
Shuttle, they drop you off at the gate.
I have heard that sometimes people have difficulties with the shuttle just because it does take longer.
It takes time, yeah.
But you are walking a shorter distance.
Correct.
Your car is not getting fucked up in the dust.
Yep. It's air conditioned.
And or the mud. That you don't have to wait in the car line.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay much. God. Like
you don't have to more cost be stressed effective. About driving.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, it's better.
I mean, another option is 100% amazing over the other, but I would recommend the shuttle.
Advantages.
Also,
advantages.
The shuttle trip requires not needing to take your car to a car wash afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number 2: early or late? Is it easier to meet you in the fest in the morning or the afternoon?
For me, morning.
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 I am at the fencing booth until 2 p.m.
Same.
After that, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely come to James and I at the fencing booth in the morning.
Yeah, actually do that. Go to them first.
Yeah.
My first show is at 11, and before that point, I'm usually pretty good, but I'm just getting ready and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have shows after that, but I still have time in between that you could definitely come and find me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question number three, buckle up for the sex or lower your bar. Which should I use as a code phrase to identify myself to
lower
you?
Lower your bar.
I think lower your bar is probably going to be less weird if people...
I'll recognize buckle up for the sex right away.
Sure, yeah. Right.
But also, I work a children's game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with lower your bar.
Yeah. I think
like,
because especially if you accidentally get the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, buckle up for the sex. And you're like,
excuse me?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Like,
do I need to call security?
You can almost
my hovercraft is full of eels.
If you come to the fencing booth and you go to the cash box, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be me behind that cash box.
Yeah. Unless you're mud stuffing, but, in which case, twice in a row, it won't be.
Seriously, how the fuck did you guys manage that? And barely on the third, really.
Amazing.
But, like, I can just picture you going to the person that usually covers my brakes and going, buckle up for the sex, and having them be like, excuse me, what, motherfucker?
Security is getting called immediately.
Yeah. Yeah,
also, your ass would be beaten down, then security.
Yeah,
you're doing swords. That at a booth full of swords.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bristling.
Oh, shit, that was another story I was going to tell from the weekend. Super quick, the Morris dancers came by.
Yes.
And they did one of their stick-tapping dances.
Mm-hmm.
With sabers.
That's so good.
We brought out a bunch of sabers for them, and they went, fuck yes, we're doing
that's
this.
Fantastic.
So,
that is fantastic.
Yeah, they took over ring one, because ring two was where people were playing, and they did one of their dances, and they did the tappy taps with actual sabers.
I love that.
So good. I loved it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So cool. So I think lower your bar is
lower your bar.
Lower your bar.
Yeah. Question number four. King or queen? Which gate is the best to use?
King.
You're going to take the shuttle, so it'll be king.
Yeah. That's just what it is.
There's that, and also, queen was added later.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you're walking up a fucking
steep hill.
It's a
rain
hill.
Ditch.
If it is rainy in any way, shape, or form, queen gets gross.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and again, you're going to take the shuttle, so king.
Yeah.
Yep.
Question five, cannon or fire? Should we try to show up for opening cannon or stay late for final fire?
Final fire only happens on the very last
weekend. Final fire is last
weekend.
Day only.
Yeah.
Not even last weekend. Last day.
Yeah.
So that is...
I mean, if you're there, stay for final fire.
I mean, come
holy
see the Fondazzi
crap.
Fire.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Do that, too. Yeah.
Go to Uber Fire. But...
Yeah. Go to the Uber Fire show, definitely.
Yeah.
4:45 at Sherwood Stage. That's...
Yeah. The day I understand that you're planning to be out there is not...
Not a final fire day.
It's not a final fire day.
But I would say if you get there earlier, you will have more opportunities to see things.
Yeah.
And it will be, hopefully...
This really feels...
It's less crowded overall if you get there earlier in general. Yeah.
This really feels like a Porcano Los Both question.
I mean...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, really, your option is to stay for the entire fucking day.
Yeah.
I really feel like that's your best option.
That's the best answer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I would say if you do have to choose between the two, I would get there for opening cannon.
Yeah. Plus, there's a whole show.
There is a whole show, but also, like, there is fewer people. The weather tends to be nicer in the morning in general. Even when it's a chillier morning, it's still kind of nicer.
Yeah.
You kind of just get to everything as it's fresh and new and ready.
Get to the food before the lines form.
Oh, right. God, yeah.
Is another thing.
And I will say right now, the festival is big enough that you will not cover all of it in one day.
Correct. So... Easily.
Try to cover as much as
it
you can.
It is 23 acres.
Yeah.
Get there early and cover as much as you can.
Yeah. One of the new kids at the booth ended up at Cottage on his break, and I happened to be there at the same time, and he said, could you
help me get back? Because I don't know how.
Could you point me toward Booth? And I was like, I'll walk you back because you will get lost. Like, you can see yeah. one directly from the other if you know where you're looking.
Yeah.
But the. Yeah. Yeah. Because he had also been trying to use one of the printed maps.
Oh no,
those things are awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, do not use the maps. Those are guidelines at best.
They're a caricature of the festival grounds.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they'll give you a rough idea, but do not... That is not... Yeah. I can't even say it's to scale. It is not to curve. It is not accurate.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's just somebody threw a bunch of darts and called it map of the festival, and vaguely close. So, anyway.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, closing thoughts. I figured this was the easiest way to find out information about Fest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We already have some things planned, but I mean, why not ask the experts?
We're experts.
We'll let you know what they say.
Yeah, I was about to say, when you ask them, let us know what they say.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
That would be good information to have.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. I love that one.
Yeah, it was fun.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and you do, go to AONpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to Morris, actually. They really kind of brightened my day at a moment where I was just like...
Yeah.
And they chatted with me before they did their thing, and they, like, engaged me in conversation and stuff, and they treated me like I'm a real person. Mm. That was lovely. Also, I know they don't like them much, but a shout-out to Eli. They know what they did.
Aw.
I know, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say a shout-out to Cole, Josh, and Rue, because we ringbacked the hell out of, and, like, ringmastered and championed the hell out of those two rings Saturday in gross heat. And I know that they were doing that on their own on Sunday.
Yep.
And that's awful.
Laura, shut up.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to change my shout-out to Laura.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Laura.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's better than everyone.
She's delightful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my shout-out to air conditioning.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah, elaborate. I changed my answer.
Yeah.
All of my friends from Booth in air conditioning. That's my shout-out.
Oh, there you go. Good call. Mm-hmm. Good fucking call.
And also salsa.
Everybody in the booth in air conditioning and in salsa.
Da da da.
No.
Da da da.
No. God. Oh God. Oh God. Can you close the show yet?
Ba da da. Ba da da.
Ba da
da. Ba da da. Ba da da.
The singing was good, but the demonstration was real good.
James. It was. The tassels.
Yeah. Where did you? I didn't even know you had those on.
I just keep them on me all the time. Yeah.
I need to go home.
You never know when it's going to be a tassel emergency.
It worked. It worked out for you this time. It matched your beard. Very nice.
I need to go over here now.
They're actually. It's the cut off hair.
Oh, that's recycling.
Yes.
God, I like it.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
No, I do not.
Nothing immediate. Although there are a very few tickets left for Murder on the Mississippi for this year. Please do pull up the show. Every show date has 6 tours. I will be doing the 2nd and 5th. Of those, if you are especially keen on being on my tour. Otherwise, there are so many phenomenal people doing this. Many friends of the podcast are in those tours and acting and having a great time, and you're going to have a great time, too. Mm. It's a beautiful piece of property to walk you through, and I think you'll like it. So grab those tickets before they're gone. This show has a habit of selling out every year. So, do that thing.
Right. That voodoo that you do so well. Mm. Obviously, come see Casimir the Hungry Sword Swallowing Danger show at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and then in Baraboo at Rose and Ruffians after Minnesota ends.
Oh, I have a 5:30 show on Saturdays at Fest.
Oh my God.
Last Call is an amazing time. You get beer, you get food, you get wild entertainment, and some really ribald body toasts.
You have to get those tickets in advance.
So do buy them in advance, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye. Love you. Bye bye.
Jenna doesn't. She's trying to scrub her brain of any thoughts.
Oh God.
In that case,
does anyone have bleach?
I wanted to brew a imperial stout and call it brain bleach.
Ooh.
Anyway, what was I? In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Troy for sending in the Fest Five.
Try.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna. Eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Sosa.
Cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.